Staying with COVID, vaccine suppliers Pfizer and BioNTech have been granted indemnity by the government from any claims that may arise from the use of the vaccine. Pharmaceutical companies often seek indemnities when developing vaccines for pandemic threats because of the need to speed up the clinical trial process. Indemnities may also be granted to the other suppliers of COVID-19 vaccines that New Zealand has secured as well. With us for more on this is our reporter Ben Strang. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Okay, what does all this mean?
Essentially, if anything goes wrong, if and when this vaccine's administered, Pfizer and BioNTech are not liable. These vaccines have been produced at a record pace. Usually, vaccines take about a decade to go through the whole process of research, trials, approvals, and then the rollout. But in this case, of course, we've had them rolling out after about a year, which, I mean, that's an amazing scientific feat, but the companies themselves admit that the trials have been rushed through. Basically, because of the speed with which these vaccines have been created and rushed to the market, there's more risk and fewer guarantees. And so when offering up this vaccine, Pfizer and BioNTech asked that they wouldn't be liable should something go wrong.
So this is, I suppose, not hugely surprising given the need at the moment, not uncommon.
No, it's a pretty standard request in these circumstances. Back in 2007, the then Labor government gave Baxter Healthcare indemnity from any claims arising from the use of a bird flu vaccine. The Ministry of Health secured about 100,000 doses of that vaccine, but again, it had been rushed through the process due to the threat of this pandemic at the time. My understanding is New Zealand never needed to use those vaccines because of the nature of that virus, but it will be much different with this COVID-19 one. The virus is deadlier, the new variants are more contagious and deadlier, and a vaccine is really the only answer for going back to normal.
So what is the actual risk that the government will take on then?
In this case, financially, the risk is in the tens of millions of dollars. The finance minister is the one who makes the final call on granting indemnities, and Grant Robertson is the one who obviously made that call. This all falls under the Public Finance Act, which states that if a liability exceeds $10 million, then the finance minister must make a statement to the House that the indemnity has been granted. He made that statement at the end of November. He actually granted the indemnity on October the 5th. So for the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine alone, the liability is at least $10 million, but that could rise.
Why is that?
That's because as yet the other vaccines New Zealand has secured haven't been granted these indemnities, but there is a good chance that that will happen before they're rolled out. On top of the 750,000 courses of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine, New Zealand has 5 million courses coming from Janssen, 3.8 million coming from the Oxford and AstraZeneca vaccine, and just over 5 million courses of the Novavax vaccine coming. I asked Treasury if indemnity might be granted to those other companies as well, and the answer is yes. They'll be considered on a case-by-case basis, and while they wouldn't reveal the details of the individual contracts, due to commercial sensitivities, if the indemnities do exceed that $10 million threshold, there'll be a statement to the House.
Right. I mean, we don't really have a choice here, do we? But does this throw up any concerns about the quality of the vaccines if the government is taking on this liability and then something goes wrong?
It shouldn't. These vaccines have still gone through all of the clinical trials they're supposed to, but just in a shorter length of time. So, for instance, the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine had about 40,000 people in the clinical trials, and it didn't hit any real hurdles going through that. The vaccine's also 95% effective, which is a pretty remarkable number in the vaccine world. It's much more effective than, say, the seasonal flu vaccines we all get every year, which are, you know, hover around 60%. And as an extra layer of insurance, New Zealand officials are taking extra time to judge the safety and effectiveness of these vaccines, so they won't be cleared for use until MedSafe gives the thumbs up. So there's no rush to get these vaccines to New Zealanders. From a nationwide health perspective as well, there's no rush. So that gives a bit of extra security before these jabs start being administered.
Ben Strang, thank you very much for that.